Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you will discover the real way of happiness, the life way of happiness, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Yesterday I was speaking about the method of the practice. However, this is the method of the happiness, actually. What this means? I'm not talking BS, by the way. I often see people with a wish that sometimes, of course, even some frustration. Why this person cannot behave like this? Because this person can be much happier. The people should choose the way to live happily. It's because this is related with the wisdom. If one have the wisdom, one will choose the way to be happy in life. But many people cannot choose the behavior, action to lead him or herself to the happy future. We human being needs the guidance of the internal Buddha of God to lead ourselves to the way of happiness. And as I said yesterday, one of the principles of the practice is to go deep, enter into own heart. To do this in the method of the practice, when you chant mantra, you need to accept your voice. Deep. Keep going deep inside of your heart. And many people, up until now, I see, cannot go continuously deep inside of the heart. Because the journey to go deep inside of the heart is to, in some way, to face to the own trauma and also own ego. Why? It's because deep inside of our heart, we all have the internal God, the internal Buddha, and it's a light. As you don't see the objects in the dark, if there's no light, you don't see what's happening in your heart. However, if as you go more deep inside your heart, you are getting closer to the light, and you start recognizing the own ego. And more the light is become clear. It means that you are more facing to your own ego. And you cannot start accepting it, start feel that I won't get leveled. I want to just throw away. I can't forgive myself to having such an ego. That is a good point. This is the only way to overcome the ego. However, it is also the process of the facing to trauma the pain memory, subconscious memory in the heart. This pain creates the fear, and the fear creates the ego. So some people escape to see it and start to using the subconscious pain memory, using as an excuse. Excuse not to face it, sometimes even excuse to hurt other people. Excuse for whatever the reason. However, this pain cannot be used for the excuse, because this is the hallmark you are given to heal others, to help others. And you are asked before you're born, you are asked, okay, what kind of people you want to heal? What kind of people that you want to help? Then if you say, I want to help, I want to heal, I want to care, these kind of people, then you will be arranged, your life will be arranged to experience the same pain that these people have, which means that you have, this is a mission to do it, to help others in that way. So it's totally opposite if you don't treat those people, or even you, if you hurt other people or by using excuse, oh, I have a trauma. That is the difficulties of the practice. I mean, if to go deep inside, keep going deeply inside of your heart in a practice, is to let your voice, accept your voice in the chant, mantra chanting. Keep accepting your voice into your own heart. Deeply go and let your voice enter into your heart, accept into your heart, and you'll be able to reach to the internal, deep level of internal God, internal Buddha. And that is a process of the facing to trauma, and also facing to your ego too. Once you reach to the internal great spirit of the universe, there's light, and then the trauma will be transformed to the kindness, to the great love. And your ego transformed to the Buddha nature. This is universal. This is the principle of the universe. Well, for example, you might heard about the name Janis Joplin, the singer in the end of the 60s. She was a great, great singer. And when I listened to her interview, she said, go deep inside of my heart with my voice, with my voice, and then finally I reach to the universe. I have the same experience that brought me to the practice, start practicing Buddhism. When I was 18, I deeply into accepting into my music that I perform. Then I experienced everything is light. The world of everything is light. May you will find the way of happiness to let to your internal light. Show you the light to bring you to the happy state, happy life.